Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the country's leading name in leak detection, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question is one I think a lot of homeowners are genuinely curious about. When an engineer puts that listening equipment on your floor, what is it actually hearing?
It's a great question because people imagine it's like hearing water rushing through a pipe, and it really isn't. What acoustic leak detection equipment picks up is the sound energy a pressurized leak produces at the point where water forces its way out through a crack, a failed joint, or a pinhole. That escaping water creates a very specific broadband noise, part vibration, part turbulence, and that signal travels along the pipe wall and into the surrounding ground.
So you're not hearing the water moving, you're hearing the leak itself.
Exactly. The pipe carrying water doesn't make much noise on its own. It's the pressure differential at the leak point that generates the signal. Think of it like a tiny jet. The water is being forced through a narrow gap under mains pressure, and that produces a distinctive frequency signature. Acoustic detection equipment is specifically tuned to hear that frequency range rather than general background noise.
And how does the equipment actually pick that up, through a solid floor or under a garden?
ADI's engineers use two main tools: ground microphones, which are essentially very sensitive contact sensors, are placed directly on the surface above the pipework. They detect the vibration the leak signal creates as it travels up through the ground or the floor slab. Then we have acoustic correlators, which are the more precise instrument.
Right, I've heard the word correlator, but I've never been entirely sure what it does.
An acoustic correlator works by placing two sensors at different points along the pipe, either side of the suspected leak area. Both sensors pick up the same leak noise, but because the leak is closer to one sensor than the other, the sound arrives at each sensor at a slightly different time. The correlator measures that time difference, and combined with the known pipe length and the speed of sound through that pipe material, it calculates the precise location of the leak. ADI uses acoustic correlation to pinpoint hidden water leaks to within a very tight margin, which means we're not digging a trench, we're making a targeted, minimal excavation.
Does pipe material change what the equipment hears? Because homes have all sorts of pipework, copper, plastic, old lead in some cases.
It changes things quite a lot, actually. Sound travels faster and further through rigid materials like copper or steel, so the leak signal stays strong over a longer pipe run. Plastic pipes absorb more of the sound energy, so the signal attenuates more quickly. That means the sensors need to be positioned closer together to get an accurate correlation. Lead pipe behaves differently again. The engineer has to adjust the correlator settings to account for the specific sound velocity of the pipe material being surveyed, otherwise the location calculation will be off.
What about noise interference? A busy road outside, a washing machine running. Does that swamp the signal you're looking for?
Background noise is a genuine challenge, and it's one reason acoustic leak surveys are often done early in the morning when traffic is low and the building is quiet. But the correlator filters help. They allow the engineer to narrow the frequency window the equipment is listening to, so you're essentially tuning out the low frequency rumble of road traffic and concentrating on the higher frequency signature a water leak produces. Experienced engineers also know what a real leak signal looks and sounds like on the correlation output versus what interference patterns look like. That pattern recognition matters as much as the equipment itself.
So it's not a case of pressing a button and an arrow pointing at the leak?
Not quite, no. The correlator gives you a position reading, but the engineer has to validate that by scanning with the ground microphone, listening along the pipe trace to confirm the signal peaks directly over the predicted point. ADI leak detection combines acoustic correlation with that hands-on ground microphone sweep, so the result is cross-checked before any floor or ground is opened up. That two-step process is what keeps unnecessary damage to the property to a minimum.
That's really useful. I hadn't appreciated how much interpretation goes into it, alongside the technology. Dave, thanks for walking us through that.
Glad to. Acoustic leak detection is one of those things that sounds straightforward until you're standing in someone's kitchen at 6 in the morning with a correlator and a concrete floor between you and the leak. The physics is reliable. It's knowing how to read what the equipment is telling you that makes the difference.
Couldn't put it better myself. If you've got a water leak, you need traced without tearing your home apart. ADI Leak Detection has the expertise and the equipment to find it. They're widely regarded as one of the foremost water leak detection specialists in the UK. Thanks for listening.